tributes are still flowing in following the passing of much loved author Emma Hannigan over the weekend. This is a very, very sad story. Emma, who was only 45 and published 13 books, died after an 11-year battle with cancer. She was diagnosed with cancer for the first time in 2007 and fought the disease many, many times before passing away on Saturday. Her most recent book, Letter to My Daughters, topped the Irish charts and helped raise over 100,000 for Breast Cancer Ireland, a charity for whom she was an ambassador. And to pay tribute to this incredible woman now, we are joined by Aisling Hurley, who is the CEO of Breast Cancer Ireland. Aisling, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Ciara.
I must say, I didn't know Emma Hannigan personally, but everything I hear about her makes me think she must have been an extraordinary woman. And it's an absolute tragedy for her family, and indeed, I'm sure, her extended friends and fans and all of that, that she was taken so young.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's still very much surreal for us at this moment. I mean, I suppose we always thought Emma was invincible. You know, she's battled so long over the last 11 years. And I suppose to hear the news on Saturday morning really hit hard and strong with us. Emma was just so vivacious. Yeah. She was loved. She was funny. She was inspiring. And mind you, on the other side, she took no nonsense.
Yeah.
If she didn't like things, she told you. But she had such a massive heart. Everywhere she went, she would do anything for us as a charity, which was amazing. And she, you know, would contact me and say, now, what else will we do? Let's get on this. Let's get the campaign going. Come on, Aisling, let's do this. And that's what she made the difference. That's through her. She has made a massive difference. She has created a massive legacy. Her passion, she used to call herself the poster girl for research, and that she was. You know, over all the years when she battled, each time there was a new drug. And unfortunately, at this point, though, things had run out. And unfortunately, that's why she kept saying, you know, it's so important, Aisling, we've got to get the message that investing in research is key. We have to tell people, we have to get towards a cure. This is what it's all about.
Yeah. No, I mean, everything I've read, and even the way she described in her own blog that she was dying, essentially, that, you know, the time that I knew I was borrowing must be given back. Mm-hmm. She was eloquent and talented and clever and beautiful. Mm-hmm. It seems very hard to see such a light snuffed out.
Oh, without a doubt. And she was inspiring. She has inspired thousands of people, both in Ireland and overseas, not only through her writing, which, as she said, you know, she started writing when she was first diagnosed because it was her little escape into the non-real world as such. But she just said she took on the characters of everybody that she's written about, and she wrote fantastically and from the heart. But she's just such a loving and giving person all of the time, and so full of fun. I mean, every occasion that she came to involving our events and our campaigns that we've done over the years, you know, she was there in her pink. She loved her sparkle. She loved Christmas. She was just such an amazing woman.
Yeah. Yeah. My own producer, who was obviously the founder of the East Coast Coffee Morning, she said that Emma supported that all along, but she said she used to come in with fresh baked cakes and everything when she was going through chemo. She was that kind of thoughtful, special person.
That's right. I mean, she started, I remember we did our first Strictly Against Breast Cancer dance in 2013, and Emma wanted to dance. And I remember her saying, she was currently going through chemo, and she would say to her oncologist, get me out of here by 6. I need to be in the Liffey Trust dance studios by 7. I have to dance. I don't have time for cancer. Come on, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Was that her attitude all along? Because obviously she had many periods of remission and then relapse and remission and then relapse, because I know that there were several times that she had thought it was clear and then it would come back. How did she fare with that? I mean, that would knock the stuffing out of anybody in terms of being able to keep going from a sort of a mental health point of view, in terms of this, you know what I mean, being knocked back repeatedly is very hard.
Sure is. She was just so resilient. She was never letting it define her. She was not letting it win. She had lots to do in her life, she used to say. She had, you know, with Kim and Sasha in school, she wanted, you know, Kian was there, her mum and dad were there. She wanted to fight constantly. She was never going to let it take over her. And even at the lowest times, I mean, she went on a new drug, I remember, a new clinical trial drug about 18 months ago, and she was so, so sick on it that I was so upset for her.
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, after a couple of months when her team looked at her again and they said, really, it's not doing the job that we wanted it to do for you. So they put her back on her the newer form of chemotherapy, and she was so delighted with that. But she just said, you know, actually, I just have to keep this. I have to keep fighting. Even down to the last week, she kept saying, I'm not ready yet. Yeah. I don't want to go.
Yeah. The fundraising that she did towards the end of her life, the profits from the book Letters to My Daughters that was donated by Easons and Dubray, it's raised over 100,000 for Breast Cancer Ireland. What do you feel about that? What would you like to say about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The profits from Dubray and Easons, which is fantastically, and she was great to nominate Breast Cancer Ireland, that has raised just under about 10,000. But it's 93,000 has come in from her Text Cure campaign to 50300, where it was, you know, hashtag help Emma help others.
Yeah.
And that is the general public across social media, across the general broadcast media, everyone who's been talking on TV, on radio, it's her big thing was Text Cure to 50300 to try to make this difference by investing more in research that we can get better research output quicker and speedier and that we ultimately affect a better treatment option for patients that are diagnosed.
So it wasn't just the profit from the book, actual social media
campaign.
It was
her social media campaign. And even up to last Monday, when Cian put out the extra appeal on her behalf and said, please, let's get this to 100,000. I mean, I was totally gobsmacked. I couldn't believe it. And therefore, then we got in behind it to really help her.
Yeah.
And I remember when she was told on Thursday morning that it had exceeded 100,000, she was so ecstatic.
Yeah, I do think it makes a difference when you lose a loved one. And I'm sure she was much, much loved. But I do think that the thought that maybe some good will come from their passing, I think it's a comfort to people, to be honest.
Absolutely. And I mean, we can't thank the media enough, right across the board, for the support that they've given to Emma, both before and now, and the sensitivity. It's been amazing.
Can they still donate to that number?
Yes, they can indeed. And I mean, even up until last Thursday, she kept saying, well, let's keep going. And I was going, Emma, you've already topped 100,000. Yeah. And she was saying that, but I want everybody to keep going.
Aisling, give us a shout out to what people have. It's five.
They can text CURE. Cure. To 50300.
50300, and that will donate, is it?
€4 donation.
All right, look, thank you for coming on and talking to us about the late and I think very inspirational Emma Hannigan. That was Aisling Hurley, their CEO of Breast Cancer Ireland. 50300 CURE. €4, €4, you wouldn't even notice it. A couple of coffees to Breast Cancer Ireland, a really deserving cause, and an awfully sad passing there of a woman, I think, who was much loved in Ireland.